This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There was news out of China overnight that is going to have an impact on, pretty much everybody. The world's fastest growing big economy is growing just a little bit less fast. Beijing grew 7% in the most recent quarter on an annualized basis. And if you are saying to yourself right now, hello, Kai, I would love to hear numbers like that here or over in Europe for that matter. Yes, you're right. 7% economic growth is huge. It is not huge, however, compared with what China has been doing for the past 25 years or so. So for a little bit more now on how the Chinese economy is doing overall, we've called up Andy Rothman. He's an investment strategist with Matthews Asia. Andy, good to have you with us.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Are we expecting too much out of the Chinese economy? I mean, we're asking them to restructure and rebalance and yet drive global growth and keep growing at 7% a year. And that's a tall order.
It's probably an irrational expectation. They're still driving global growth, however, at 7%, accounting for about a third of global growth, more than the U.S. and Europe combined.
Tell me what the Chinese economy looks like if you walk around, Shanghai or Beijing or Chongqing or any of those big cities over there.
Well, I was just back in China last week, and I think one of the things that we in America tend to miss is over the last 30 years that I've been working on China, it's become a really entrepreneurial place. When I started there in 84, there were no private companies at all. And today, 80% of employment is private. All the new job creation is private. People starting up businesses in garages, just like in the U.S.
Pick one thing that you look at. When numbers come out every month, over the 30-day month, what's the one thing you look at?
Well, that's probably too hard to answer with one single thing.
So pick two.
Well, what I'm focused on is the job market and income growth.
Interesting that you say the job market. I mean, because that's what we look at over here, too.
Exactly. And so when I'm traveling in China, I'm generally trying to meet with small private companies, not the listed guys that our fund invests in, and ask them, say, hey, how hard is it for you to find new workers, keep your workers? And when I asked that question last week, I was told we're still having to give factory floor workers wage increases of 5 to 8% this year, and for skilled technical people, double-digit growth.
Hmm. Is it, if I'm an average Chinese person, however you define that, can I buy, I don't know, a car? A house? Have things progressed that much in the past 20 years of 10% growth?
No. If you're an average Chinese person, you're probably not going to be able to afford a car or even your own house. Remember, about half of the population still lives in the countryside, and income there is a lot lower. On the other hand, the number of people who can afford to buy those things is quite big. Put it this way, last year, 10 million Chinese bought a new home, and they paid a lot of cash for that. The minimum cash down payment is 30%.
Should we, or could we, I suppose, infer from the sort of steady decline now for the past couple of years in Chinese economic growth that eventually it's going to be, the global norm of plus or minus 3%?
Definitely. I think the real trick for them is going to be to make sure that that deceleration is gradual without too much volatility. And the other trick for us is to just get used to the idea that, every quarter people are going to be telling us, hey, that was the slowest quarter since the Tang Dynasty.
Andy Rothman, an investment strategist at Matthews Asia. We got him in Hong Kong. Andy, thanks very much.
Thank you.